Bebop or Rocksteady?
Slimy Mudhole.
Here we are.
It's Saturday.
Back again.
Where'd we go for a week? Mm-hmm. I was in Africa.
Okay.
Studying.
What were you studying?
I was studying diseases.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
Like malaria.
Okay.
And, I studied. That sounds like you have malaria.
Oh, shit.
You're probably going to die.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh.
Be careful.
I don't want to die.
You're very susceptible
yeah.
to other things now.
Yeah.
Like AIDS. So how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
You know what I hear?
What? What do you hear?
I'm going on a date tomorrow.
Well, it's not a date.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm meeting this girl. She's cool. I'm going to the museum.
Which one?
Museum of Natural History.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gonna go to that shit?
I love that shit. That's my favorite museum.
Hands down. I think that's my favorite museum too, but I'm not... I do like the Children's Museum, Long Island.
Yeah.
Long Island. It's one of our attractions.
It's true.
Hey, you know,
have you ever been to the Balda Museum? Historical Museum?
Yeah. For some reason, I think you and I were supposed to go there. We never did.
Yeah, we never did.
Maybe today. After we go and get our wees.
What? Or what?
Nothing.
That's tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, it's
not gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen. Anyway, I have this really, like I feel like I need to play a first-person shooter.
Really?
Yeah.
What shooter?
It doesn't matter. I just have to play a first-person shooter. Because I saw James Bond last night.
What? You saw what?
I saw this new movie. It's this upstart franchise. I've never heard of it before. It's called 007.
You're losing me. I don't understand.
Yeah.
What does numbers have to do with it?
It's something about the Secret Service Agency of Britain. I don't know.
Okay.
Unless, they'll catch on.
It's a good movie? Because I saw it too, with you.
I don't know what to say. I'll let you go first.
Insane.
That's the first word I said. You're right.
Yeah. That movie is insane. I can't put it any other way. Fucking insane.
If you like insanity, go see that movie.
Yeah.
It will not disappoint.
No. Some points it does.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
A little bit.
And then I was like, whoa, it's cool.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what? What's going on? And then I was like, whoa, it was cool. It did that for a bit.
You didn't shut up. I kept poking you. Stop saying that.
Best part of the movie? James Bond busting through the drywall in the beginning of the movie.
It was hilarious.
There's a huge chase scene.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, in the beginning, at a construction site.
A chase scene in a James Bond movie? Stop it.
Yeah.
Something new.
And I'm not talking cars. I'm talking people.
Is it a human chase scene?
Human chase scene. It winds up being in a construction site. It starts off where?
In a mongoose snake battle.
Yes. What was that?
They were betting who would win, the mongoose or the snake.
The snake? Duh.
Mongoose. Haven't you ever read Rikki Tikki Tavi?
No.
You should read.
Yes, I have. But come on, the snake. It's like a fucking cobra.
Fucking cobra. Cobra Kai, do or die.
Yeah. So, it starts off there. There's some dude with face burns. I'll get back to the face burns because I got another little segue for
all
that.
Alright, we'll get to there. But, where are you going with that?
Yeah. He's got face burns on and he's like all fucked up in the face. And then
got face problems.
Yeah, he's got face problems. And James Bond spots him, or no, the guy spots James Bond, and there's this giant chase, and they end up in this construction site, and there's this little window that the guy with face problems, jumps through, like, almost like slides through.
Little Jackie Chan.
It was a little window, but it was up high.
Right.
So he jumps, and then goes, slides right through it. James Bond, fuck the window, and going straight through the fucking wall, and he busts through the wall.
He does.
Like
the Juggernaut.
Yeah, or the Incredible Hulk.
Just like him.
Yeah.
In fact, he was green at the time.
Yeah, he turned green just for that.
Insane. Yeah, it was a mixture, I think, this guy he was chasing, this fella here,
mm-hmm.
of Jackie Chan and the Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
He was bouncing off the walls, literally, and I couldn't tell if it was CG or not.
Yeah, it was weird.
There was actually some stunt people in the movie.
Yeah.
Because there's one time where James Bond was jumping, I was like, that's not him.
Yeah.
You could see the wig, but... Mm-hmm. Overall, I'm going to say it's a good movie.
Good popcorn movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Just go there and just have fun.
Right. If you're going there to look for, like, anything above, like, third grade, like a third grader probably
would. It's like a Jackie Chan movie, but there's a little more plot.
Right. A teen more plot than Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Almost like you take all like the big moments of Die Hard and those kind of movies, and you know, put them into
turn that shit up to 11.
Yeah, they put it on steroids.
Yeah,
it's like yeah, it was good.
Insane.
I think he's good. Mm-hmm. This guy, yeah. I forget his name already. James Bond, I think it is.
Yeah, 007.
He's good. Not what I'm looking for when I think James Bond.
He's not suave.
No.
He's very stiff.
But he's good enough for, like, the action parts. Yeah. So it's cool. He's perfect. Not bad. It's not like, he ruined the movie.
Yeah, no, not at all. But, yeah.
Best line, now you're scratching my balls.
Yeah. Good ball torture scene in the movie.
There's a literal ball torture scene.
Okay, now getting back to the face burns.
Yes, let's get
face back. Problems. This black man in this movie had face problems.
He did.
So he was, like, all burnt.
Sounds familiar.
Have you seen the new Gap ads? Not the AIDS one.
Not the AIDS one we've been talking about?
No.
Fighting AIDS?
There's another one. Let me close this. Let me try finding it for you.
Okay,
let's find it. You know what, let's,
We're going on the internet?
No.
You're just gonna use the internet to see.
We're gonna play the Family Ties theme song.
While we're, okay.
Yeah.
For a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? And there ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la.
How messed up is that, Joe?
That picture you just showed me?
Yeah, how messed up is this?
That's pretty messed up.
Alright. Does everyone know who Seal is? Raise your hand if you don't know who Seal is.
Oh, I do. Sorry.
Okay. See, for those of you who don't know, Seal is a black man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a singer.
He is.
You remember that shitty Batman movie?
Yeah.
Kiss from a rose. Da, da, da. Yeah, he sang that song.
He did.
You ever look at his face?
No, I haven't.
He's got face problems.
Let me see his face. Oh my god!
He's got face problems.
What happened to his face?
I don't know. He's a burn victim or something. Oh, don't know what happened.
Face.
Okay. Now, let's think of the most controversial photo you could put for a Gap ad with a person who has burns on their face.
If he didn't have burns on his face, maybe making out with Hitler.
Okay. Since he does have burns on his face, let's put him posing with a dog who has wrinkles all over the face and looks like a burned dog.
Oh my god, Seal and that dog share the same problem.
They both have face problems.
Yeah.
I saw this in the on a bus stop in the city. I was like, "What? What?"
Did you say it out loud?
Yeah.
What?
Like, crazy.
And then everybody walking by was like, "Nothing, bitch." All right.
So yeah. So
well, I might go buy a sweatshirt because that's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to have burns on your face?
Is that what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
What happens when you buy that?
Oh god.
There's a little bit of news I didn't tell you.
Little surprise?
I've been saving it.
Okay.
I've been saving
little surprise.
You know who John Basedow is, right?
Fitness celebrity John Basedow?
Lives in Baldwin. Honest to God. Lives in Baldwin.
No.
Yeah. No. Rode the train with him.
No.
Took a picture.
No.
No, but it's a really shitty picture because I didn't
want to. Oh my god. There's John Basedow.
Let me see.
Oh my god.
You really can't tell. But that's him walking right there. We'll post that up.
There he is, fitness celebrity John Basedow walking home.
So, yeah, lives in Baldwin. Got off of the Baldwin stop. Crazy. Crazy news, huh?
Remember we saw him in the mall?
Yep.
You think?
Because he lives in Baldwin.
Oh my god, I love him.
Okay, so I was on the train
uh-huh.
from Penn going to Baldwin. I'm going down the aisle. It was a crowded train. It was the 9-something train. 9:34. And I see this guy. Pretty puffy hair. Blonde hair, looking through photographs of himself.
No, stop
with
it.
With other people.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You fucking stopped, right? You didn't go to another car, did you?
No, I stayed in the car.
I'd stand right next to him if I had to.
So, I didn't want to say hi or anything, but next time, yeah, I'm getting an autograph.
I'm getting an autograph. Friends anymore. If you didn't say hi to fitness celebrity John
Bates,
I'll
see him again. He lives in our town.
Let's go find him. Look him up. Let's look him up in the phone directory.
No. But you know what? I kind of feel bad because, like, there's all those billboards of him on Long Island Railroad, and people draw, like, mustaches and, like, little, like, balloons saying, I'm a faggot.
Yeah, like, I feel bad because he's a dick.
Yeah, he is a douche.
He's a douche.
So, yeah.
No, I feel bad because I love him. That is a little news right there.
A little news.
You heard it here first.
It took me, you know, I don't know. I was going to tell you last night.
Probably wanted to so bad.
Yeah. Good thing it's in our town.
Good thing you didn't. That would ruin the movie for me. All I could be thinking of was John Basedow walking around our town in spandex or something.
He was wearing a tight muscle tee.
Was he?
Yeah.
How big are his guns?
It was fucking cold out.
How big are those guns, huh?
Fucking big.
Huh?
They're pythons. Go.
Do they rival the Hulksters?
No.
No?
No one does. But, yeah.
Well, I got a little gift for you.
What?
That's right. Let me go to my bag here.
You got a bag?
I carry around a man bag.
What's in this bag of yours here? What?
Lost Season 3. Episodes 1 through 6.
I have to watch this.
You gotta watch those.
I got a present for you.
What?
Yep.
It's like Christmas came early for us.
I don't know if I have a case for it.
I'm probably Jewish. Oh, what is this?
Oh, it's not even labeled.
Oh, I don't know. It's a DVR.
Let me label it for you live.
Oh, boy. Well, while Ben's labeling that live, I'll tell you, about the Wii.
The what?
The Wii. It's this new thing coming out. It's called video games.
Okay.
Right? What you do is you use your little indicator to control the player on the screen.
The what?
You make them jump and move. It's really wild, I heard.
Really
wild. It's this new game called The Original Super Mario Brothers 1. It's coming out. It's brand new.
Really?
Yeah. It's got awesome graphics.
Cool.
2D.
2D? Wait. I'm not familiar with the 2D.
It's like double Ds.
Cool.
Eh, 2D. Alright, what does this say?
It's the Gary Busey sex tape.
Oh boy, I've been waiting for this.
It's actually Dawn of the Dead remake.
Gary Busey sex tape. I heard he takes it in the butt a lot.
He does. He loves it. Loves it in his tight, tight butthole.
You make it so much more real when you say that.
Down in Fraggle Rock. Alright, sorry. I had to do that.
It's alright. It happens. You have a problem, you just start quoting TV theme songs every once in a while. They come in spurts, apparently, too.
That was Sanford and Son.
Yeah, I know it was. You don't have to tell me.
Have you heard of this thing called BitTorrent?
I have heard of it. That's where I've been getting all these movies I've been downloading.
You ever hear of this movie called Jesus Camp?
Never heard of it.
Gonna watch it
soon. No, I did.
I just downloaded it. It's a documentary about kids going to camp about, like, Jesus. Isn't God Jesus?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me, Jew. You'd say no.
Yeah. He's the Son of God, but everyone blesses in the name of the Father and the Holy Son. Spirit.
Yep. God, that's the Trinity. Both of them. Yeah. If you want to believe the Trinity... It is the
trilogy, like the original?
Yeah, it's like Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of Jesus.
Cool.
What they really did was they just digitally re-enhance Darth Vader to look like Jesus in Return of the Jedi. Same thing. Same thing. So check it out sometime.
Hi, Naomi. Waving.
It's cute. A little date. You're going to buy her some popcorn.
What? Why?
In case there's a movie at the museum.
How about dinner? I'm not paying for that movie.
You gonna buy her some dinner?
I'm not paying for that movie.
The IMAX, right? They got an IMAX in there.
It's like $20.
The screen's like a dillion times bigger than
I go into
New Jersey.
I go into the museum and pay $1 to get in. That's how fucking cheap I am.
Yeah, but then you just lie and say, oh, I'm here all the time.
No,
you just lie.
Well, I am.
If anyone asks.
I like that museum a lot.
But what about when you're on a date? Are you going to be like, oh, here's $20? Or are you going to be
fuck that.
50 cents?
Yeah, I'll give him a fucking penny.
Here's a fucking penny.
I'm a student, bitch.
Why'd you shove this up your ass?
Museum has enough money.
And, you know, if they run out of money, they just sell one of their things on eBay. They'll make it all back. I know.
Dinosaur bones go for a lot now.
You've been looking that up? You've been checking the dinosaur bone currency exchange rate?
People love the dino bones. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Probably a raptor. Because they have awesome claws.
Boring. Pterodactyl.
I knew you were going to say pterodactyl. That's why I
fucking fly. What other dinosaur flies? See a T-Rex flying? No, that looks silly.
No, because he's retarded. Are you going to watch this new T-Rex show coming on?
The T-Rex show?
Yeah, it's where you get the job in New York City and the struggles of life. No, it's on the Science Channel. It's about how the T-Rex lived.
Science. Yeah, sure, why not? This is a movie coming out. 3D movie, dinosaur.
I saw that.
That's cool.
Suck.
Yeah, what's with 3D movies now?
You were with me when we saw the IMAX 3D movie. That was awful.
Yeah.
That was the worst experience in a movie ever.
You know what looks good? They're doing Night of the Living Dead in 3D. They redid the movie, though.
It's like a remake?
Yeah. It looks like one of the guys, you know, the clown guy from Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses.
Mm-hmm. Does he only do scary movies?
Yeah, I guess so. But he's in it.
Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
But it's hard to remake such a classic thing.
It is, but they did it already.
It's like remaking The Twilight Zone or remaking...
You want to see something really scary?
That scared me.
Dan Aykroyd.
That's one of the few things that legitimately scared me in the movie. Like, I'm not really scared.
But does he show his face?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
This monster thing comes out and, like, bites the other guy.
I don't remember.
Cool, man.
Maybe I closed my eyes or something.
That legitimately scared me.
Dan Aykroyd is a scary
man. Dan Aykroyd
is
himself.
A scary man.
You see him? He's pretty scary. Fuck with Dan Aykroyd.
Okay, I was talking to Heather yesterday, I think it was. One Night at McCool's? Is that now, does a piano fall on him? Does a TV fall on him?
You're thinking of, unless he's in both movies, I think you're thinking of Gross Point Blank. The TV falls on him.
Oh, okay.
One Night at McCool's, isn't that with Liv Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie, but Heather was telling me that a piano falls on someone.
I don't know. I know in Gross Point Blank, a TV falls on his head.
Okay.
And, it falls on his head. It's pretty funny.
That's cool.
Gross Point Blank is an underrated movie. It's pretty good.
I like that movie. I don't remember the TV, though.
It was in the end. He drops TV on his head.
Okay.
You know what was on this morning? Have you ever seen The Great Outdoors?
Yes.
John Candy and Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. Do you remember the part where he had to eat the whole steak?
No, I don't.
He's got to eat a 98-pound steak. And I guess as a little kid that didn't really, didn't really faze me what that means. But then I was watching it, I was like, that's why John Candy's dead. Because he ate that 98-pound motherfucking steak.
No, was it?
Or any
The Great
ounce?
Outdoors, is that like the, is that the like the vacation movie?
No, that's something with the beach.
Summer Rental.
Summer Rental, yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was good too.
Summer Rental was good.
John Candy, great movies.
Well, yeah.
What happened to him? You know what? Let's find out from this next voicemail.
Okay.
John Candy's Spanish equivalent. Yeah, you know how John Candy died? A TV fell on his head. It was very scary and bad. He's got face problems, and then he died. Okay, dope cheese. Queso.
I want candy.
He must have called 718-304-7853.
What's that?
That's our phone number for this show. Mm. So check it out. No, that doesn't make sense.
I think we got another voicemail.
We did?
Yeah.
Let's play that.
Okay.
Hi, Ben. It's Alana. I called you about 20 or 30 times because I want to play Pokemon with you, and I kind of think that you're my boyfriend. Only ask me out, but I know you will. And so can you, call me back and ask me out? Because I already told my mom that you're my boyfriend. Okay, bye.
Hey!
Because that sets up our joke.
We got an email.
We did?
Yeah. Sam?
We got all from Sam.
Yeah. Wait, which Sam is this?
Sam from California. Yeah, set up a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Why don't you read that to us?
Why don't you?
Okay, it says, "Hey, Ben and Joe. When you guys were talking about bad movies last week, I remember one. Period. I think you would enjoy. No, I'm kidding. I remember one I think you would enjoy. It's called Black Samurai, starring Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly.
And it's a black exploitation/samurai movie. With jetpacks.
Jetpacks?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen this one yet. I'm going to have to check this out.
And then she says, according to IMDb, this is what it's about. Should I put it on my IMDb voice?
Yes.
Okay.
Robert Sand, Agent Dragon, Defense Reserve Agency Guardian of Nations, is playing tennis on his vacation with a beautiful black girl when his commanding officers ask him to save a Chinese girl who happens to be Sand's girlfriend and daughter of a top Eastern ambassador. The ransom for the abduction was the secret for the for a terrific new weapon, the freeze bomb. But the warlock behind the deed is also into the business of drug dealing and voodoo ritual murders. The search takes him from Hong Kong to California, through Miami, and plenty of action against bad men, bad girl, and bad animals.
Sounds interesting, huh?
It does sound pretty interesting. All right,
and then at the end of the email, she's...
So, check it out if you haven't already. I think we're going to.
Yeah.
Sounds like we definitely motherfucking have to.
Oh, Joe.
Sorry, I'm a little Tourette's. Just a little bit. Love, Sam. P.S. I've been so busy lately, I don't remember if I thanked you for the pins and stuff you sent me. Thank you. I think she should get more just for writing us an email and having it play the show.
Good long, email.
Yeah, that's the world record for emails to the show. It's the world record.
Cool.
Check that shit out on Guinness. Alright,
you said you had to talk about something really quick.
Yeah, not going to talk about it this week. Are you going to watch the OJ thing?
The OJ thing? I heard about it, like, he's going to confess, or he's going to say...
If
he did it.
Yeah, in the crazy scheme, if somehow he was able to do this. You watching that?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm watching it. We'll talk about that next week.
OJ, little tip. You got away with murder. Yeah. Don't fucking rub it in our faces.
Be like Robert Blake.
Yeah.
Just go away.
Drop off the planet.
Go the fuck
away. If you need more money, sign some footballs.
Mm.
Sign the trilogy box set of Naked Gun.
I'd probably own that if he signed it. I'm a big fan of murder. okay.
So what are we closing out with?
I think our songs have been catching on.
Really?
I think it's time for another song.
Really? Okay.
I think we're going to have to do one from our childhood that we really both enjoy.
Okay. Gmail us at iheartsnacks@gmail.com.
Man, we'll read it like we read Sam's.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Give us a call on the little telephone that you got. Yeah, little one.
Pick up your little one.
718-304-7853.
And if you get a Wii.
A what?
A Wii.
Okay.
It's this new thing. If you get one of those, just send it to us.
Yeah. Or call us. Tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us about it. Tell us if it's cool or not.
Yeah.
And if you get a PlayStation 3, you're broke. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. And stop listening to the show,
because you're gay.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese. What was that noise, Joe? Dope.
There's a time for love and a time for living. You take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A red light around the bend.
There were times I lost a dream or two. Found the trail and at the end was you. There's a path you take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you're on your way.
A brand new life, brand new life. Brand new life around Mona, the bend.
Angela, Samantha, gay kid, and another gay kid.
Tony Danza Show, check it out.
Yeah!